AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. And McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20, Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. President Biden calling on Republicans to work together during last night's State of the Union address. The president visiting Wisconsin today with a stop at a union training center near Madison. After last year's State of the Union, the president stopped in Superior. Governor Evers on Tuesday proposing that counties in more than two dozen large Wisconsin cities be allowed to ask voters to raise the sales tax to pay for local services like police and fire protection, also road repairs. The governor wants to fund local governments with 20% of the state's sales tax. That amounts to about $576 million in the first year. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly said he doesn't want to send more money to Milwaukee without the city instituting spending reforms. Currently, Wisconsin counties can only level a half-cent sales tax. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good. We'll be right back.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You know, it was so good having the county executive, back on the Earl Ingram Show. It's amazing. He's 36 years old, man. And I remember when I first started having him on radio shows that I had in the past, I don't know, probably 22, 23 years old. And I saw in him, even at that age, a young man who was destined for doing some great things. His political career doesn't end as a Milwaukee County executive. He has the abilities, along with Mayor Johnson, both 36 years old, to reach heights that I don't know have ever been reached for black men in the city of Milwaukee. I'm so thrilled and honored, to know both of them and to be able to, at this point in their lives, share the magic and the love for our community that they both have. And so we're so proud of them. I will say, got to do everything we can within our power to make sure we get to both of them on even more as time goes on. But, it's Black History Month, and so we've been talking a little bit about that, and we've got various people who are going to be joining us in this time as we move forward with it. And it's Wednesday, and so let's see, Wednesday at 9 o'clock, I think I've got a standing engagement every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Let me see, what is it, who is it, what, who could it possibly be?
Well, and you just talked to my boss.
The Dawn of Resistance herself. You just missed him.
I love David. Isn't he, like, so refreshing?
You know, Maggie, I think David might have been, the county executive might have been maybe 21 or 22 wow. when I first started having him on my radio shows.
That's amazing.
And I always said that he was a young man destined for great things. You could
no
see
doubt.
It. And as I said a minute ago, he hasn't reached the apex of what he's going to do, and neither has Mayor Cavalier Johnson. They are both two brilliant young men, 36 years old. Man.
Yeah, you throw in, you know, Marcellia Nicholson, yeah. right?
Well, he's a...
Jose Perez. If you would have told me 10 years ago that I would see a black mayor of the city, a black county executive, a black female sheriff, a black Latina county board chairperson, and a Latino common council president all at the same time, and a black police chief, I would have said, no way.
It is an absolute unbelievable reality, especially going back as far as I do, and not having anybody in those positions of
no
color.
Doubt, right?
And to have seen it in what has taken place, Maggie, is really unbelievable. Milwaukee was, in many other cities, that had happened, right?
Yep.
It had already happened, and Milwaukee is kind of like, we're always late.
I was just going to say, we are always behind the learning curve. There's one thing that I know about Milwaukee specifically, and I think it's very true statewide, and that is we are not change agents. We fight change. We don't like outright conflict, right? Face-to-face, like political conflict, that's one thing.
Right.
But coffee table conflict... totally different. So we have a hard time sitting across from people that disagree with us. We
have don't look like us.
Right, don't look like us. And we tend to resist change here. The way that I used to express this is in a little bit of a joke, but there's a kernel of truth here because I grew up as a baby lawyer in New York, right?
Right.
The way that I would express this is, in New York, people would say all the things that they needed to say to you and call you, you know, an SOB or whatever it was, right, directly to your face across the conference table. And then everybody would leave and you'd go break bread and have a drink together and you'd right. figure out what we're going to do about this. So the conflict happened in the meeting, right? Or in the negotiation. In Wisconsin, the opposite is true, right? Folks will sit down. There won't be a lot of truth telling at that conference table. And then when everybody leaves, they won't call you an SOB to your face. They'll tell their friend about it, right? It's the old Wisconsin whisper campaign. So I think one of the things that I admire so greatly about the county executive and the mayor of Milwaukee is that they are going to places like Chippewa Falls
right.
and Oshkosh and Wausau. And they're saying this isn't exclusively about Milwaukee. This is a shared problem. It's shared revenue. It's limitations on revenue for all municipalities. And every place that you look, local governments are struggling. So it really is a universal issue statewide. And I also just wanted to mention this one artifact. Places like Wisconsin Dells, the Door County Peninsula, Wisconsin Rapids, whole ream of different municipalities are able to levy a resort tax, right? We don't even have that in Milwaukee, and we're the biggest tourism draw by far of any jurisdiction in the state, and we do not get to levy that resort tax.
Let me ask you, Maggie. So it's Black History Month, and so here I am in Waukesha.
Yep.
And heard in different parts of the state who don't know much at all about Black history. And so, you know, I'm going to be bringing different voices to different parts of the state because I think it's important that people get the truth about, you know, what the history is.
Black culture and Black history. Yeah. Amen.
And so, you know, I have to say thus far, you know, I've had some folk on, and I know that there are some who think, well, you know, it makes us feel bad, right? So maybe we shouldn't be talking about that, you know. And why is there? I'll just say this. So there's a Black History Month. There isn't a White History Month. There isn't an Italian History Month. There isn't a Hmong History Month. There isn't any other month other than the Black History Month. And in some instances, people get angered by that. And so what is the need, in your opinion, for there to be a Black History Month? That's a tough question, I know.
When your history has been literally whitewashed, right, not recorded in the books from which children are taught, not spoken of, covered up, lied about, obfuscated, erased, when your people were brought here involuntarily as enslaved people.
Yeah, the only people.
The only group of all right. of the folk you just mentioned. It has to be specially acknowledged. And by specially acknowledging one does not take away from any other. That I talk about this almost every week. I'll say these words. This is not zero sum, everybody. Simply by acknowledging one does not take away from the other. Black lives matter more than white feelings, right? At root, that is the nugget of what we're talking about. I don't understand the persistent repression of accurate history. Right? You can teach your children in your own home whatever you would like to, but aren't all of our children entitled to a complete and accurate history? And complete means confronting and talking about all of the tough stuff, too. There's no country, there's no government in the history of humankind that doesn't have things that it shouldn't have done, things that we all collectively now are embarrassed of, right? It's okay to say there are things that the American government did that I am embarrassed of. That doesn't make me less of a patriot. It makes me more of a patriot.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Amen. Japanese internment camps. We can go on and on.
To say that we don't want the history taught of what happened with the first nuclear weapon that was dropped and the fact that the Japanese people surrendered after the first one, and we turned around
and dropped another one.
I mean, that history, why would you write that history out of the books? What is the purpose of that? And so to make people need to know what the history is, so it's never repeated, right?
Those that do not learn history are doomed to repeat it, my brother. Like, that is the point. And by engaging with the complexities, engaging with the tough stuff, engaging with the things that we need to be embarrassed about, that is how we learn to think, right? We learn from that, we try not to repeat those errors, and we arm ourselves with the ability to then see when those same patterns are repeating, so that we don't make those same mistakes
again.
You
know, Maggie, I'm wondering if it was my generation that was saying, we don't want to know about that history. It's not my generation that's saying that, right?
No, sir.
844-967-2789. We got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. It's Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Dawn of Resistance. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 43. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows level off around 31. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high of 35, cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
With you here next to me, it's far too hot to keep my body close to yours. If I could turn these sweaty palms to ragged claws, we could go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Earl Lane Group Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means it's Wednesday with the dawn of resistance itself. Corporate Counsel of Milwaukee County, Ms. Maggie Dawn, is in the studio with us. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Hey, Earl. Good morning. Good morning, Maggie. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, it's White History Month every day
every
of the
month.
Year. Every month. Every minute of every day.
Oh, man.
Maybe what we should start doing, is talking about what the white people did to the black people. Therefore, we can call it white history rather than calling it black history, I guess. I mean, these people are insane. This is our history, white people. And the whole point is that we do not repeat these same things over and over again. And anyone knows that whether it's an alcoholic, whether it's anybody, you have to admit you have a problem before you can ever change. So, people, it's a good thing to know about the scars and the scabs of the past so we don't repeat them. It is good to know, you know, that when injustices are not taken care of, that there's something in the energy of the world that actually is never resolved. I don't think things have been resolved, you know, with George War Criminal Bush and the line us into Iraq. That's just my opinion. I think things should have a justice to them and should be at least discussed, because if we forget about our history, we are doomed to repeat it. I also want to say Joe Biden last night
was
a lot more FDR than I've ever heard him.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I hope that we see more of this Joe Biden as time goes on, because he was someone that was speaking for all of the American people, as far as I'm concerned, not just us progressives, not just the Democrats, but all Americans,
so,
just like FDR.
Are you saying, you know, you weren't one who would give a round of applause to Marjorie Taylor Greene for showing just how bright and brilliant she is?
Her searing.
Yeah, I just ignore those people, because the thing is, we have bigger problems, like trying to make sure that people are making more than 60 grand a year for their house of, you know, one kid and, you know, trying to pay for their Medicare and trying to pay for their child care and trying to pay taxes and trying to pay for their mortgage before they even get food and they can't afford it.
Hey, Tom,
but I do want to say one other thing, Earl. When Republicans talk about being fiscally conservative, I would like to say that Republicans that think that you spend $415,000 a year on a person in jail, that is not fiscally conservative. And that is not responsible.
David was talking about a child. Those are our youths. Yes.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
I'll say the adult. I'm sorry, Maggie, the adult. The child, we should be spending a lot more on education so we don't have to pay for the prisons later. But in the last hour, when you were talking to David Crowley, and Gary called in, talked about his son, said $415,000 was worth it for the jail for 1 year.
That's ridiculous.
I about lost my mind. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, can you imagine if we took $1,000 a day for that kid that stole the beater car that Gary used in the example, right? And we, one, perhaps had that kid do some public service for part of that day, programmed, had a mentor, a tutor, right? Like, that is going to be cheaper than the $435,000 a year.
Well, there's, you know, clearly a misconception that locking people up
actually prevents crime.
Let's go to Al. Hey, Al, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
My favorite lawyer, former basketball player.
Why are you sucking up to her, man?
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Why are you sucking up to her, Al?
That's my girl.
But you don't suck up to anybody.
Well, were you his starting center in my girl, senior school, right?
How you doing, Maggie?
I'm well, Coach. How are you?
On the 28th of December when my wife and I got that award from YWCA for coaching girls sports for 50 years.
I didn't know that happened. Congratulations.
Where were you anyway?
I should have been there with bells on. Congratulations to you and Mrs. Holmes. You dedicated your lives to us. Thank you for that.
Yeah. But, no, I just wanted to make one comment, and that is about what you're talking about. And that is, you talk like when you say, if we don't acknowledge our history, it will be repeated. That's the plan.
Roger.
Think about it. Yeah. They're planning to repeat what they did in the past. All of this mess that they're doing is part of the plan to go back to where we started. And, you know, I don't mean to bring in all of the international stuff, but think about Israel and Palestine. Hello? Where was Israel before it moved into Palestine? They're repeating everything that went on prior because they're trying to maintain dominance over the majority of the people all over the world, and especially in the United States. So this is not about if we educate people to the past so we can't repeat it. They're planning to repeat it. That's what they want to do. That's why we have to educate everyone to make sure that we make sure that they cannot do that. That's my comment.
Al, thank you, as always. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means the dawn of resistance itself is in the studio. And so we'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. Jacob, I see you. Be right back.
Eyes like a lagoon, body like a 10-pound bag of shrooms. As we lay here by the window in your room, makes no sense to sleep with you here next to me.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emmix with the Red Cross.
chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, hold my beer? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
The devil's advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
One of my favorite people in all the world is in the studio. She's my co-host every Wednesday at 9 a.m. None other than the Dawn of Resistance herself, Maggie Dawn, who is a corporate counsel of Milwaukee County. You know, Maggie, let's bring Jacob on from Eureka, California. He's been waiting for a while. Hey, Jacob, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the
morning,
call.
Jacob.
You say what?
Hey, how's it going, Maggie? I just wanted to say, I think, Joe Biden, our president, hit it out of the park last night. I don't think last night the State of the Union could have gotten any better for the Democratic Party. I largely think the Republicans for destroying themselves. For instance, that harebrained hillbilly, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Every time I see her face, I hear that dueling banjo theme song from the movie Deliverance. Okay. What was she wearing last night? But seriously, you guys catch what she was wearing? I mean, talk about a woman of low character.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here's what I would say about her. The fact that they put her out front
Right.
It's what,
it's an expression of values, yeah, isn't it?
I mean, to put her, you know, you would think that you would, you know, kind of put her with, what's the guy who's been telling all the lies?
George Santos.
You would
guy.
Keep her in the background.
Yeah, usually they, hide your dirty laundry, right?
They've elevated her.
Do you think that was part of the deal with McCarthy?
Yeah,
right? Like that she basically asserted, I want these leadership positions. I want to give part of the rebuttal, all that kind of stuff. I mean, she horse traded herself right off the fringe and into prime time.
Yeah, but the Republicans.
They love it.
Yeah, I mean, they have to see that this woman is just not ready for prime time, right? And
And Joe Biden owned the Republican Party last night, because when they were heckling him about Social Security, because, you know, Biden pointed out, you know, some of you want to cut Social Security and Medicare, and he was very kind. He was saying it's not all of you, maybe not even the majority of you, but they started screaming at Biden. I mean, you saw the pictures of, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her conservative crackpot colleagues yelling and screaming at Biden, calling him a liar. And then Biden turned it right around and said, "Oh, so none of you want to cut Social Security and Medicare? Okay, so we all agree we're not going to cut Social
genius.
Security and Medicare."
That
totally
was genius. Like, I'm looking at you, Rojo, because Rojo got to go. Like, he said it, you meant it, and now you just retracted it live on national television. I will take that. Let's go cash that check all day. We got receipts.
That's right. He got them all to stand up, even the Republicans, to stand up for saving Social Security and Medicare from being cut.
Please tell me someone got a picture awesome. Of Ron Johnson standing up and applauding that, right? Please.
Hey, great show.
Thank you. Jacob, thank you very much, as always. You know, Maggie, you know, at some point in time, we've got to realize that what's in the best interest of the nation is all of us, right? I mean, we can't keep hiding behind this, you know, that we're all equal and we believe in all these things when we know outwardly,
right,
that it's not true, right? And so all I would ask anybody is just, as Dr. King said, just be true to what you say you are. You know, we can talk about all those things, that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of those things that are great, no question whatsoever. But when we don't live up to those things, then those of us, you and I, Maggie and others who have the courage to challenge us to be better, is what has to happen.
Yeah, there's one thing to give lip service to the American ideals, right?
Right.
It's another thing to actually stand up and enact policy to suggest meaningful reforms if you're a reformer, right? And the Republican Party, not only has it been corrupted by sort of the QAnon wingnut faction, right, it has become the party of no government. It's the party of, I want to drown, you know, reduce government by half and then drown it in the bathtub.
Right.
There's no salient or articulable principles of governing other than corporate tax breaks and reducing tax burdens on the wealthiest. What is the other organizing principle? Secure the border. Right. Mm-hmm.
Crime.
Right. Crime. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and how? Well, let's lock people up and you'll pay for that. How, right? There's just no principles. There's no policies put forward besides the fear-mongering sort of highlight reel, right? And that's not governing, right? I don't know who said it, but campaigning is poetry and governing is prose. That is hard work. The county executive that you had on is showing you what that hard work looks like. Yes, people should have consequences, but we also have a fiscal pinch. So the question should be, is the $435,000 actually actually going to bring about the result that we all want, which is that child not to steal that car, to right. not drive recklessly? Are we going to, in fact, interrogate the efficaciousness, the effectiveness, the dollar efficiency of these programs, both on the left and the right? That's the business of government. I don't hear any of that from the GOP.
You know, you're the head of corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, and so the resources, I'm sure you don't have all the resources you need. People ask for people to do things that they can't do because they don't have the resources to do them. You know, you can say we need more county deputies in the parks. And yes, we do. But where do you get
Who's going to pay for it?
Right, right. Who's
gonna... People that... Bail reform. First of all, nobody understands what bail reform is. Anybody that uses those two words, I challenge
you. I'm glad you brought that up.
Like, what does that mean? So we have a cash bail system in Wisconsin, and let me break this down. It means rich people get out on bail. It means poor people don't. Period. That's what our cash bail system means. You want to reform bail? I'm down for that because I don't think your liberty interest should be defined by your checkbook size. Okay. I don't remember reading that in the Bill of Rights. So are there certain charges? Is there certain behavior that is so dangerous to the public that no one should be granted bail? Now, think about what we're talking about there, right? We're depriving someone of their liberty before they've been convicted of a crime. These are really serious issues that saying two words together, bail reform, it like does not capture. Again, it's the buzzword and not actually the hard business of what does that mean and how do we pay for it? Because if you start locking up everybody that gets a ticket for reckless driving or speeding, where are we going to put them? And who is going to pay for that? Our jail can only hold 960 people. We have the largest staffing shortage in the Milwaukee County Jail that we've ever seen in recent modern history. That is not unique to Milwaukee County. Most of the criminal justice facilities statewide and nationwide are facing a staffing shortage. And we're trying to not just put any Tom, Dick, Harry, Jane, or Margot in as a corrections officer. You want people that take that job seriously, right? All that costs money, and it's a lot of money.
You know, Maggie... the unfortunate occurrence of the law enforcement officer who was murdered.
Terrible tragedy.
Unfortunately, the other day by a person who was just released. And somehow what that does is add ammunition to people who see everybody who's been arrested.
You just lock them all up.
Yeah.
This is what I ask folks all the time. We have to look at the decision that was made by that judge and analyze it. Was it correct or not? Not with the benefit of 2020 hindsight. You have to place yourself in the position of that judge with that information in that moment. And you cannot judge the entire category of folks that are faced with a similar charge by the behavior of one. Because if you are going to say that we lock that person up for those 60 or 90 days at the Community Reintegration Center, also formerly known as the House of Correction, then we must send everyone that fits in that category for those 60 to 90 days. And I'm going to tell you right now, we don't have the money to do it. We don't have the staff to do it. We can't do it safely. So what is the answer, right? These are the sorts of questions that you have to get beyond the headline. You have to get beyond the Milwaukee County judges. They have the toughest job of any jurist in the state every day because we don't have space to put people, and those judges know it. And why don't we have space to put people? Because we have faced, over the last 22 years, structural, ever-increasing deficits every year. We can't build a new jail. It'll cost $100 million. We don't have a money tree.
You know, Maggie, all I heard the last couple of days is the district attorney as if he unilaterally.
Yeah. John Chisholm alone.
Yes. Has just let criminals run rampant all over the state I mean, the Milwaukee County, city of Milwaukee, and he's done this. Why would this man
want anybody that is going to make the community less safe out? Correct.
And John talks about this all the man. Time. He is a good man.
And he's a smart DA, right? He talks about you have to view criminal activity in a spectrum. And there is activity that is basically nuisance crime. There's categories of crime that can lead to significant decreases in overall community wellness and safety. And then there's the really dangerous stuff. And it's that middle category that's the toughest for us to address as a society and as a criminal justice system. But just as the county executive said, if we stay focused on the last domino that falls, and we're not talking about upstream root causes and investing there with things like credible messengers, folks that actually can intervene when conflicts are happening amongst young folks. We're not dealing with appropriate trauma counseling when we're asking our police to be everything, marriage counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, wraparound, et cetera, et cetera. Right. It ain't working. If we just continue to do the same thing, that ain't working either. I just also want to say to all those people that are out there saying, as you've been alluding to, well, just lock these folks up. The statistics are in, everybody. We tried that. Those are all of the states that had three strikes, you're out. Right. And the truth in sentencing laws, which did not allow for parole. And that did not decrease crime. It did not decrease any of the violence that you were seeing. It did not decrease recidivism at all. So go use the Google, right? It's out there. The information's there, everybody. That stuff doesn't work. So if, you know, definition of insanity, repeat the same things over and over and over again and expect a different outcome. We have to start thinking differently.
So the simplistic views to what is happening out here are never going to work. And if people don't understand that the goal is to make sure that people don't go down that path, right?
100%.
And they live such troubled lives because, you know, when you live in a war zone and you grow up in a community that is in many instances more dangerous than the theaters of war. And in some of our neighborhoods, that's exactly what it is, you know, people being murdered and the shootings that go on. And unfortunately, in the community in which I live, young people, these crises happen. And there is no, we're going to bring in all of the grief counselors.
Right.
Yeah, I'm saying in the city, in Milwaukee public schools, children are exposed to those horrific, horrific things that happen, and nobody ever comes in and brings in the grief counselors who then talk to those young people about what's happening, what happened. Never get the grief counselors. But different parts of the state, something happens, grief.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 43. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows level off around 31. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high of 35, cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
They cock it, flip it, and they load it. Pull the trigger, gun explode it. It's a mama notice. Mama stood still and mama frozen. She opened the gunshot. We see our Chinese in our chance. She's all like, ready for the gunshot.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 9 a.m. and that's Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance. Maggie, before we went to break, you were talking about education.
Yeah.
Because the governor, to his credit,
yes,
has been putting resources into the public schools in spite of.
Yes.
You know,
the best efforts, yes, of the GOP. Again, we either educate or incarcerate, right? And it's really important from my vantage point that people understand that public schools are the educator of last resort. That is the last line of defense. There is no child that any public school system can turn away. Individualized education programs for every student that needs it. Yeah. Right?
They're mandated by law to,
correct,
educate everybody.
We are the educator of last resort.
Right.
And so when you look at the 90s, there were two critical Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions. We led the nation, whatever you may think about these things. The first one made charter schools legal, and the second one allowed vouchers and charters for religious education.
Yes.
So you've got public tax dollars going to religious institutions. Those things cumulatively have taken money out of Milwaukee public schools. And so what we're seeing, right, are classrooms where you've got 30 fourth graders.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
They're supposed to have a teacher's aide. They don't have that. So not only do you have young people that are exposed to day-over-day violence, right, whether that's in their own household and or their neighborhood, exposed to trauma extremely early. We now understand that that changes brain chemistry and can actually be generationally inherited. They're then entering a school funded by property taxes in a redlined, segregated city and walking into a classroom with 30 other kids that likely have trauma on board similar to theirs. And they are insufficiently what? Resourced. That's what we're always talking about, is where budgets, I love this expression, budgets are an expression of our values. And so we can look at military spending and say, yes, we have to have a robust military. Yes, but are we educating our children? Are we trying to address trauma? Are we bringing in those grief counselors? And if the answer to those things are no, we really have to take a hard look at our values.
You know, Maggie, a lot of it, I think, is because for people who are fortunate enough to live in suburban enclaves, they don't know,
yep,
what other people
are no going idea
through.
Right.
None. And the fact that to be so short-sighted, to not understand that children grow up to be adults. And yep, children who have been traumatized as children and it has not been addressed grow up to be traumatized adults. With easy accessibility
of
to
guns,
weapons.
Yes.
And so this is not rocket science.
No. Two plus two equals four, don't it?
Yeah, and I just don't understand why people can't understand that. The legislature, I don't know why they can't understand that. You know, the average everyday citizen, I get it.
Well, Robin Voss knows, right? It just doesn't sell tickets if you get my drift, right? Like, this is, we go back to what we were talking about before. Total lack of understanding, basically a continual gaslighting or basically parade of untruths and lies about what's really going on. And the sound bites work.
Right.
Right? Secure the border. Crime's bad.
Yeah.
Right? Tax breaks. Yeah. That's and so my question is always, that's fine if those are your values, but tell me how. And there's no there. There never is. It's just a continual succession of tax breaks. Now, you can say that that's correct and that's the right value, but then I have to ask you, well, if we've got diminishing revenues in government, what do you not want? We can't shut down the criminal justice system, so that's going to continue to suck dollars. So are we going to engage in that root cause work?
Well, the reason they're diminishing resources is because the people who have the most money aren't paying
their fair share.
Right. And things are
set up. Let's all say it together. Right?
And things are set up in that way. And so instead of the average person like you and I, understanding that, it's easy to say those people down there.
Those people.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's what this is, right?
Yep.
And instead of really understanding that we need to, in this country, taxes, we can't run the government without resources.
Correct.
And those of us, you know, who are retired and have limited incomes, can't support everything. And then the group of people who struggle and can't find employment can't pay the fair share of taxes because they don't make enough money.
But and they're still paying sales tax.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the people who come here, illegal immigrants.
Still paying sales tax and income tax.
And so you sometimes wonder if the American people even understand that.
I really don't think they do. I mean, I've always sort of been puzzled by the lack of advertising when you've got, you know, like in Mandela's campaign against Ron Johnson. I would have just run an ad on loop that like shows how much Ron Johnson's paid in taxes in total.
Right.
Mandela didn't file property taxes, so what?
I know.
So what, man? And, like, he eventually paid him. Did you, Ron? Because the answer to that's no.
And then you've got people who support the people who don't pay taxes.
Yes.
The wealthy people.
Yes.
Well, and then their response is, well, they pay more taxes than anybody. We're talking about percentages of
correct.
What they make.
Correct. And let's talk about the disparities in auditing. From the Internal Revenue Service, okay? In the last 20 years, folks that receive the Earned Income Tax Credit are disproportionately audited. Since about 2016, right, it's like 20% of audits have been done on folks earning less than $60,000 a year. 20% of the IRS's resources exclusively on basically poor people audits. Why? That just doesn't make any sense to me. It's on a relative sort of like return on investment. Go audit every person that makes over $4 million a year. That would be my suggestion to the IRS.
Which is what they're attempting to do with the 93,000 new agents that they want to bring in.
Let's be sure that's who they audit then.
Yeah. You know, Maggie, I hate when it ends.
Parting is such sweet sorrow,
yeah,
Earl.
It is, but next Wednesday you'll be back. And I just love having you on the air because you can back me up with facts, right?
I'm here for it.
Otherwise, I'm just flying, you know.
Hardly, Earl.
My pants.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, got to go. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. And what is her name?
This is my little dog, Finny.
Hey, Finny. We'll see you later. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.